catch this, because some tell they shame me. My prayers they worry other witches for their meeting.
I said, because some tell they shame me. I said, I said,
wait.
I go just go carry on for the last.
No, last
what
you tell me? What
if you let me carry on for the end of this one,
because some tell they shame me. I just did a shot of whiskey and you are missing.
Because some tell they shame me.
My prayers they worry other witches for their meeting.
Because some tell they shame me.
Look,
I say you want complete ammo.
So you know Sabian, no check ammo. Since the dawn of time, there has always been beef, and this beef has found a way to thrive in the entertainment industry. One of the most recent beef being between Ruger and Ben Sin. On today's episode of Into the Baseline, I'm going to be diving into these two artists. As you can see, that's a very deep dive, so I cannot do it alone. So I called on some help.
My guy.
Welcome, sir. Welcome. Let's dive in together. So I'm doing it to my bros today. I have with me.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let's find you.
Okay, I have with me here the classic man.
Hello, my name is Orange Leongola, popularly called Classic.
Okay, now I'll be diving into these two artists with my bros, Lexi and Chile. So, as you guys have heard, Ruger and Benson, they squashed their beef and they came out with the art project, a sensational body of work, R&B. To show the whole world that it's not Ruger versus Benson, it is Ruger and Benson. There is no bad blood. So today I'll be diving into their discography with my two bros here, and we'll be doing it together with a lot of love and a little bit of friendly competition. Me, I don't fight though. Now friendly competition, we call love.
My guy.
Okay, so today we are going into Mortal Kombat mode, Ben, and you can only wear one skin. Which skin are you going with?
Scorpion.
No, there's only two skins, Ruger or Benson.
Ruger. Only Scorpion.
I see we came prepared for Ruger with your eyes patch. So you are left with, are you also going with Ruger skin?
Oh yeah.
Buju Benson. Okay. Let's dive into this artist discography. Let's start with Ruger, the bad boy. Baba for the girls. I think Ruger came out with Bounce. For me personally, I first noticed Ruger with is the same track of the same name. Ruger.
After me bed rest into the kitchen, egg bread and bacon. Cameraman, get the motherfucking tape on. When I look good, when I look fresh with a pink eye patch, no motherfucking shades on. All of them are sanitized before they come. Give me nothing to stop me. Red Bull, give me wings to the sky. Ruga is the lockdown, Ruga is the pandemic. Then only by them again, and the whole of them are sanitized before they come. Give me nothing to stop me. Red Bull, give me wings to the sky. Ruga is the lockdown, Ruga is the pandemic. Can you hear me now? Violation, I want me step into your wood. Me and the rest, you choose.
The line that really caught me on Ruger was the part that he was talking about his haters listening, vibing to his song while they are beating. That was just crazy. I had to be like, who is this guy? When you jam Ruger, when you first come across
Ruger? Ruger, nah, Bounce. Nah, Bounce makes me sad.
And you like Bounce normally? Yeah. You nah, Shana, nah. Yeah. Nah, that lifestyle definitely to be appealing to you, to be appealing to you. But we love Bounce. I love Bounce, but not as much as I love Ruger. So then, Ruger was signed to Johnson World in January. That was when he released his first EP, Pandemic EP, which is just perfect because it was around the time that this whole COVID thing was coming out. And it was inside this Pandemic EP that we have Ruger, Bounce, Abu Dhabi, and It's Like That. And everyone was
a crazy project.
That was a crazy project. You know, it was nice. He actually like put him on the map. That time, Johnson World. They really hot. You know, Josie Ward discovered Rema.
Yeah.
So they now brought Ruga again, now introduced Ruga again. I was like, ah, this guy is really good though. But you know, the first project is not, it's not what will define your career. After the definitely first project, you still be, you see this flop. When you say you go just get first project, but Ruga did not stop on his first project too. He came back with the second wave, say, you know, catch pandemic COVID. Now catch second wave. And the second wave had new hits, but something that kind of like sounded similar to the pandemic. It is still that in style of enticing girls and teasing girls.
Let's call it Afro Shino.
Afro Afro fornication. Now Afro Shino, that is why they want breaking balls on top stage. Sexual harassment too. You know that now women, the artists where they perform on top stage, that
man will grab race.
Yeah. Now man go problem everywhere. But on that second wave EP, I think he loves controversy.
Yeah.
Apart from like outside world controversy, I think inside his life, he must be all those kind of toxic guy. I don't know if he gets all those kind of toxic relationship guy.
To take my eyes off of you, especially your bite and move. The way you hold that thing, me wanna hold that thing. Baby, let me take a look. Oh Lord, me want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong, but since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She said she know me got a girlfriend, and so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said, she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I, what if I, oh la la, what if I, what if I do? Listen to me quick, so me girlfriend says she wants me back home by 2. What will I do? So me tell her say my car broke down at mile 2. Girl, I won't be home so soon.
You
made
the full of girls. Full of girls, man. That guy is crazy. If normally you are like someone like Lexi Worry too, King of Shino, you definitely have to love Ruga. So I'm not surprised he's rapping Ruga today. On that second wave, I love Girlfriend. You know, it was like Girlfriend and Snapchat. I think Snapchat was also really awesome. People love Snapchat.
I love Girlfriend.
That we know this time. Can you Okay, nice.
You guys are very cool.
He is. No lies.
I can say amazing too, because you've seen some of the songs.
Wow. Because that, now my reaction to Ruga is that. And my reaction to that Ruga track is that.
Wow. The last one. Say fornication, definitely.
It's fornication and
Let me say Baba for the girls.
Baba
for
the girls.
That's
the same thing as fornication. One thing that you guys dropped that you dey pay me say you know. Chief, are you sure you're a Ruga fan? What would you mention is melody? It's melodious. It's very melodious and he has great vocals. That part is undeniable. You have to put that part, even though it's all fornication and she not cover all his other attributes. You have to cover all the other attributes. Okay, so then That was 2021 for Luga. Come 2022, it's like, no, I'm going all out. Everybody go hear me. As I said that he loves controversy, he dropped a particular track that circled around the controversy that was happening around that time. So around the time that Bola Ahmed Tinubu was going for the presidential race, and we were saying like, you are local. Abishaba, you are local. I want to come by and the team are very fine. You know the inside now. So building around the presidential race of Bola Ahmed Tinubu, him being the Asiwaju, being the leader of all leaders, Luga decided to put on that skin of Bola Ahmed Tinubu and claim himself to also be an Asiwaju.
Till I fade out. If the vibe no pure on my way out. Ula balu, anytime we step out. The men them outside, we know they us. No they look for us, we know they us. No they see the mula, we don't spray out. Thank God, say the maga don't pay out. Okay, see, I'm ahead of them, Ashiwaju. I'm a fucking baller, you got only me. No man fi talk shit to me.
That was a dope song. It showed like his ability to use whatever is happening in the space currently. Luga decided that 2022 is going to be his controversial year. It's going to cause so much trouble. In preparation for his next album that is coming out, new to the world, he started a question and answer session on Twitter, which eventually led to a squabble, Twitter squabble with Buju Benson. One of Buju's fans asked Luga, he said, I saved this thing on my laptop. Please, let me pass my laptop, let me check. Let's see. Luga was doing a Q&A. And he said that his fans should ask him anything. But so this guy tagged Luga and asked him. He said, it's not even a question. You just tell him, he clear and say, lol, Benson is better than you. And there's nothing you can do about it. You, this low-budget Samuel Jackson. Low-budget Samuel Jackson. Why would they see your eyes? Because you won't be like Samuel Jackson.
My eyes now.
I think Luga took that person and he said, I love Buju. You love Buju, but you're about to like rubbish Buju. He said, I love Buju, it's good, but it's not better than me. Everything I've done since the beginning was only Luga. All my hits are just Luga. I'm always proud going on stage around the world with my own hits, and everyone is England.
My own hits, that was loud.
what is he trying to say by that?
Hits.
So now I didn't get the single.
Yeah,
now
you don't say that they feature you anyhow.
That kind of thing. But you guys don't say if they feature you, that's because say you the hot.
No, be like, no. And that thing I say when you go with your own singles. Why enter?
But saying, you get this song from X to
you want enter your okay, you when you enter tour now, you want the same person single.
Don't have your own song. You have your own song. That's you don't have your song
again. So now it. Okay, so to that particular tweet, to that particular tweet, Buju came with a rebutter, a very loud
chat boys.
A very loud rebutter. He said, sorry, I'm late. Sorry, I'm late is this project. We are going to dive into Buju's discography very soon. But let me just go to his reply first. He said, sorry, I'm late, which is his first album, still above two of your projects on the Apple Music chart. Buju is dropping numbers. He's dropping numbers. It's not by saying. He's joking. Okay, now I
need
to. Sorry, bro. He said, you had to drop a deluxe for one, and you think you got shit on me. Josie Ward indeed. Yeah, that was loud though. That was loud though. Luga is definitely a Josie boy, I say. He said, you are owing your boss. Yeah. They don't need this secret though. And you are, let me say, you are owing your boss and you are talking to a boss. He's talking about how Luga is signed to a label and him being independent. Now, the last part I like, I said, Bad Since 97 is coming. I got something for you. Let's go into Benson. I think Benson has been on the scene for a very long time. He has been releasing music since 2018. Who even know Ruga at that time?
Benjamin.
You sure you don't hear Ru before? That year, you don't hear Ru before that year. But he has been making wonders since 2018. But me personally, I didn't kind of like come across Bujutin, I think early 2020, 2019, with Commander. We your Commander, yeah. Your Commander in Chief. I was like, I really like the sound. Along the line, he kept showing me why you have to subscribe to Buju. Like, you don't have a choice. If you are saying you don't like Buju, no, Lexi, I'm not talking about you. But if you are saying you don't like Buju, you are probably most likely an hater. Sure, you get it.
Yeah.
You like Buju or not?
I like Buju.
Okay, okay, you like Buju. Let's go. Benson kept making wonders with features with Zlatan, Spiritual, and then he dropped a couple of singles to your ears, Buju to your ears, with Lenu and Ohima. Those two tracks, you know, if you throw them away.
That Ohima.
Ohima, you bad.
Jesus, Lord.
Oh,
he's different.
He's the man. I love Lenu more. Lenu.
No,
you talk your own. Why you don't they do
it? Thanks to Bonner.
You don't show your true color. No,
agree. Are you agreed or not?
No.
Yeah, I prefer the one. Did he go far or not?
I prefer the one with
Bonner. You not prefer did he go far or not?
I just prefer the one with Bonner. That's it.
No place for pretense. I can't watch you stand. Oh no. Money go cho cho cho. Money go bare mole cho. I know you want to know.
Welcome or not, Len was a hit. Len was a hit. It was everywhere. I think it's kind of like exposed people to Buju Benson's sound. From April 2021, Benson decided to leave Spaceship Records and to be on his own. I think he's still on his own, right?
Yes.
And we can all agree that since the time he made that move, he has definitely like gone way higher than when he was with Spaceship Records.
Doing amazing work.
The moment, the April way he first commotes Spaceship, like his first drop, Feeling, featuring Ladipo, he now dropped Outside. Benson still did not relent. July came out Testimony.
That's the big way, July.
Can you get something special did not do for him?
Back to back.
Back to back. Testimony was also a hit.
Testimony. You get something I never seen.
My melody. Benson is just nice. So okay, now we are going to be for Benson. Three adjectives. Starting from you.
Yeah, I'll say creative too.
Okay.
I'll say.
You cannot say communication this time.
Another one I can say is I will still have to add creativity to this one too.
And last but not least, superior.
And what actually brought us into Benson's discography, which is the beef that happened in 2022 when Ruga came out and said, "Lol, Buju is good though, but you know, Sabi reach me for music." And then Buju replied and told him that, "Bad since 97, I got something for you." All this beef was happening, I think, around July or so, a month to when Buju is going to release this Bad Since 97 album. I was anticipating, I was salivating. Because there was so much noise. I was like, if there is this so much beef, this so much clout out there, if this Buju's album does not slap, there will be problem. That song being the number one song is just the perfect idea. Because on that track, he talked his shit.
Man, I've been passing 97, I never care about the devil. Since 17, I've been smoking high like a kettle. Anytime I know it's less, you know I never settle. Get it running on the track, I deserve a medal. Or maybe some diamonds shining on my bezel. Are they on my level? Man, I'm still a rebel. Who you one day under it? Are you even normal? Man, I'm on a different lane, not to keep it formal. I digress, you know, I just saw, you know. If I think you're moving funny, I'll be some loco. Cause my music is one thing that I take personal. Don't compare me to nobody, I despise, you know. On the rush, you know, it's impossible. Say here, yeah, no belief, I must be dumb, you know. So you say I know I really do the song, you know. I'm passing it from my back, but it's not gone, you know.
911, what's your emergency?
Man, I dey hot, or ring me, gonna be no, see ya. The level I dey, but she can't leave her. And she married wrong, oh my nigga. I feel to put that on my mother. Money can't impress my niggas. Now if you touch my hand, I go feel him. No need for talking plenty. Sit down, watch us, we do for
setting.
My favorite part of the track is the part he said he never found the so. Except maybe the funded will go to his head. No, you have to be like Penge. Then you cannot mention up to five artists in the industry that has Benson's level of songwriting.
No,
I swear.
I can't say somebody else.
There's no somebody.
I said mention five.
Okay, five.
Can you mention five? Mention three.
Let me start by mentioning one. No.
We say Wizkid.
I won't say Wizkid.
Oh yeah, mention three.
I'll say Victoria.
That's where you're
exactly, doing. Bro.
I'm not going to argue.
No, you have to mention Buju.
You can mention three. Even if it's number five, you guys not part of the
you know what I'm saying? We only pen game for ladies now. Like,
we
only pen game for ladies.
Is that a category? Pen game for ladies.
You don't pen game for ladies. You don't get what I'm saying.
I don't want to get
it. Why stress yourself for ladies? No. He's their boss.
As I was saying, with Bass is 97 is actually so bad. Is the track that was like the whole industry would have to be like, "Ah, Buju, you bad, no way,
you bad,
right, you bad, I mean, you bad, no way."
It was good until 1997. So like, I'm back to bed.
Since bed, yeah. No, be fine, now friendly competition. But what I'm trying to pick out of that project is that he now featured all the heavyweights.
Yeah.
That was like a cosign by all the biggest bed in the industry that no. Benson is the shit. He had a feature with Wizkid. He had a feature with Wandeko. He had a feature with Olamide. On the same project. That's mad. And all those songs slapped. Yes. Okay, so that was it. With the beef, both of them came out with their projects that Buju has replied. He said, "Chew. You say I'm a good YouTuber, I'll drop Bass is 97. And when you drop Bass is 97, I think everybody calmed down. Nobody had the mind to, even Ruga, they know born and where, maybe come out talk, say the album was trash. But you tweeted it.
Yeah, you couldn't have, did you?
He did now.
Past.
He definitely has to be in the past.
He's in the life now. He's in the past. But after that beat, they both dropped a project. I'm not saying we'll weigh the projects against each other, but we'll just take a look at the projects. Ruka dropped Root to the World, which is, I think that's his last project with Jonesy World. And the number one song on that project was Lovely For Me. Mama, you kinda worry no more.
Make a no lie, like 90 of them don't call me. But my G, I'm not worried. I'm all about my money. First of all, me gotta give all thanks to Jaja, my father. Cause prepare a table for me in front of my enemies right on a platter. Me not get time for no violence, so me say peace out your bladder. But that thing you the hand can talk and form my front if them born your father. Been on the road long time, so me must make this mula proper. And even if I fail sometimes, me gotta go again, me can't be a flopper. Killing shows across borders, so my family never ever borders. Do this shit for my mama, that's why me tell her, mama, you cannot worry no more.
That song, oh. See, your son is on top. I said, I really love that song because he's not here talking about girls, he's not talking about his mom. That all this outside, that's where I did this outside, where I did, where I did talk is for you, mom. It's for you, mom. He said, but still, he's still reference girl. He said, on the album, he had to, he had that Asiwaju that we talked about. He had to put the Asiwaju because, yeah, the Asiwaju got streams like 100 million streams. Wow. Like that will go far. I think it's perfect marketing, perfect PR. Yeah. It was around the time that Bola Messi at Tinubu was actually trending. Yeah. That's when they dropped the Asiwaju. Then after Asiwaju, he dropped his... Now, actually, Red Flags, I'm not talking about, he dropped his signature move. His toxic boyfriend, toxic lifestyle, Olosho vibe kind of track. Red Flag.
She said, "Rule, baby, this ain't you. You are not the sweet guy I once knew. Tell me what changed. Did I do anything wrong? But you just don't love me anymore." She said, "Rule, baby, this ain't you. You're not the sweet guy I once knew. Why did you change so bad towards me? You're treating me like shit." But girl, I say, "You saw the red flags, baby, but you ignored the red flags. Yeah, 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 baby, you can't vex. See, I can't change, baby, you better rest or you end this now. You saw the red flags, baby, but you ignored the red flags. Yeah, 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 baby, you can't vex. See, I can't change, baby, you better rest or you end this now."
That's crazy. You know that Ruka definitely has experience in breaking girls' hearts. You know that he has definitely said that thing to a girl before. Mm-hmm. That the girl was pressing that, "Ruka, why did you change? You know, show me love." Because I was like, "Yeah, you saw the red flags, but you ignored it. You know that he has definitely said it to a girl before." I like the red flags, but to be honest, it's not my favorite song on the project. I think I love it more than I say, and I also love Jonesy Boy.
I am Jonesy.
Ah,
I am Jonesy Boy. I am Jonesy.
Tell me, don't you like it when he sings about, like, maybe about himself or maybe about his family? And aside from, like, singing about girls 24/7, don't you like it?
I do not.
It's 24/7.
It's like almost the same thing as singing for ladies, you know. The R&B.
Yeah.
Wasn't it about girls too? Like, part of it.
Some.
Just not done. And maybe baby.
Let's not dive into R&B yet. Let's move from Root to the World to the project that Benson dropped after the beef, which was Sincerely Benson. It's all love. That was a beautiful project.
Sweet.
I think that's your favorite project of...
I think I like...
What's your favorite, like, body of Benson all time?
I think I'll go for Sorry I'm Late.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, nice.
For me, oh, no other project beats that Pass in 97, to be honest. No other project. For you,
Ko.
You know the jam. For you, Ko.
That was 97, you know.
For Ruga, what's the particular body of work?
The pandemic.
No, you can't say pandemic here.
It's getting better.
What's the pandemic?
I have to say pandemic too.
I have to say pandemic too.
Okay, so. Shit. So basically, you are saying that Ruga's first project is his best project to date.
That's the meaning now.
You didn't listen now. Do you listen?
You don't listen. Why did you keep pandemic?
Has there been anyone? Because that was why I fell in love with now.
But has there been any better one?
Why did you choose?
Has there been any better one? I chose Tori Amid, to choose Bansi. That's it.
Is that why you choose pandemic?
Because that's the best now.
Which one is the best? That's the best, actually. But you can't say
that. No better one. How is the pandemic the better one?
Second wave was dope. Snapchat, girlfriend, Dior, bad man, looking good. But second wave was that. But for me, I really just love that Ruga track. I loved the Ruga track, but second wave was dope. So Sally Benson, I think he had Best of Me, Sweet Tea, Maximum Damage, bro. Pretty Nan English too.
Realize.
I didn't go that deep. I know you're a big person.
No, the album is nice. It's slapped. Gone.
Slapped. Yeah. Slapped. We are not here for any competition, but we are going into the games.
Branding.
That's just what it is.
No face, no case. You know they see our face.
That kind of thing. I actually saw an interview where he said the eye patch is as a sign of respect to the people before him. His elders, that if they run the game with two eyes, they know born and when may run them with two eyes too.
That makes sense. I also say branding, but there's an artist called Buju Banti. What's our class? We now switched it.
You are part of them.
Yeah.
You did it. We sat together and said, okay.
We decided together. We start. That should be finesse. Finesse with you.
Finesse.
Yeah.
If I broke, now my business.
That finesse, people don't even know. Say now, fuse get out.
That kind of
thing. Would you actually like drop the snippet?
Yeah.
People were actually thinking it was a song. As the song came out, it was for fuse.
But if people don't know, say now, Benson get out, would you say that Benson overshadowed fuse on the track?
He was trying to.
He was trying to. He said he was trying to.
There was only one verse on that song.
I think Phil skipped the track. I think
he did. Jimmy Lokan. Ashiwaju. I'm ahead of them. Ashiwaju. Fucking dollar and gallo. No man, without you, kill me.
You didn't chop out sets. Definitely chop him out. Okay, let's start with you. I'm throwing you these lyrics. Are you ready to catch it? Complete the lyrics.
I'm on now.
You're not catching shit then, bro. You're not catching shit if you're on a license. I'm Superman and you know his name. Tell me that you feel this same.
Take it away, yo.
Mr. Legzy, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you move to the negative blue? Sanu, yari, yari, make a sucky, yari, no, one out of the arts. Bing. I'm sure you're not going to know this one.
Why did you want to ask me?
Who should I start with? Who wants to go first? Who has the mind? Who won't go first?
Let's go, Ruga.
Let's go, Ruga. I get the money with fast, jazz and money. And if you don't get it, so jazz and money. Forget about it. It's gone.
Something with the law. Why you come first like that?
You don't get it though, jazz, you know what I mean?
But can you give us like the name of the song, the title of the song? All of us.
I'm giving half.
We should give him out.
I'm just suggesting him.
He's actually on the voice. I guess he's doing jazz. I'm going to jazz.
Bring it on.
I said, take me where then they play some rhythm and blues.
You're not born out.
Now,
I don't know if I get it.
I don't know.
So root the word. Are you ready? Let's go again. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to catch this? Let's rooks up. For some time, they shame me. My prayers are worried about the witches for their meeting.
I said, for some time, they shame me. I just
need to get out. You miss him. Swear that you don't know what we're doing here. I been not be free, but to pay rich here.
Swear that you don't know what we're doing here.
I don't remember.
Yes, now.
You know you don't finish the battle.
You skip the line.
Which line?
You skip the line. So I say you don't feel all the doings, you don't enjoy the finish, you can't lose the interest.
Now, you think these guys, like, these guys are actually too bad. Like,
a lot of their lyrics and their pen games is kind of crazy. It's tough. And like when they were like separate, like they were doing their projects on their own, you could see it. But when they now came together and made that happen, it was crazy. You know, we can't bash anybody for here. We don't enter R&B.
R&B.
My favorite track on that project has to be Romeo Must Die. Mm. All the tracks on that project, there's no bad songs.
Yes.
There's no bad songs. When they released it, so I was like, no. How come these guys could come together and create something like this? Whereas they made everyone believe that they were like this.
I said it was just for 3 days.
Like only between them, only 3 days. That's crazy. That was crazy. What's your favorite track on the project?
I would say, what's the name? Romeo and Juliet too.
Romeo must die. What about you, Shile?
I think for me it's not done, Sharon.
Not done. Originally, yeah.
Not done. Nice.
Of all the songs.
Not done, nice.
Say, give us a line, just for the line. You don't forget.
Yeah, your favorite. What was that?
Not done.
It's not for me. Nobody said it's better for me.
But that was fun. That was fun. That was actually fun. I think they already showed everyone that they are bad. Anybody that wants to now be pitting them against each other, now that person get family from house.
I think
from house.
The person is not loved at home.
It's not loved at home. It's not loved at home. Okay, so we've come to the end of the episode. But as we do on Into the Baseline, before we go, I'm going to be dropping 3 tracks with my guests. I'll drop my own. We are going to call it the pick of the week. Which song actually got through this week? Starting from my right, Lexi, give us one song for people at home to go and listen to.
Okay, I think the Tony album is like underrated a lot.
Mad, that's
so
true.
I think everybody actually tweeted it like a few days back. Yeah, he said, you people should go and listen to this album.
He said something.
He was like, they didn't appreciate it enough or something.
Okay, that's a new project. And my own is not other than Metaverse. My reaction was, how could Olamide still pull this off? How?
You get.
No. Don't you think that Hughes sounded like way dangerously close to Bonaparte?
Bonaparte!
He sounded dangerously close to Bonaparte. Synchro System. So guys, I'll see you on the next episode of Into the Baseline. Peace out.
Control dance for bedroom new school. If not rubber, I go give and dada. You already know my piece. I'm a rawa tapa. Here is rawa my G. And I can't lie my G. Truly, truly, God has been amazing to me. All my world is disappear.